Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Tony Newmark, and this is Parshat Vayeshev on Pure Leap Shot. Let's go. So the first Leah speaks about Yosef angering his brothers. So, the Parsha begins, Yaakov settled in the land that his father lived in the land of Canaan. And these are the children of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old, and he would take care of the sheep with his brothers, and he was a boy, with Bilhah's sons and Zilpah's sons. And those were the wives of his father, and Yosef would bring all the evil reports to their father. And Yisrael loved Yosef more than any of his other sons because he was his son in old age. So he made him a robe of fine wool. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than the rest of his brothers, they hated him and they couldn't speak with him nicely. And Yosef once had a dream and told his brothers about it, and they hated him even more for it. He said to them, please listen to this dream. This is the dream that I dreamt. So there we were, binding sheaves in the middle of the field, when all of a sudden, my sheaf stood upright and it kept standing. And then your sheaves gathered around and threw themselves down in front of my sheaf. And his brothers replied to him, so you're going to reign over us all the time or rule over us? And they hated him even more because of his dreams and because of his reports. So he had another dream. And he told his brothers about it. He said, so I've dreamed another dream. The sun, the moon, and 11 stars threw themselves down before me. And he told this to his father and his brothers. And his father yelled at him and he said, what is this dream? How could I, your mother, and your brothers come down and throw ourselves down on the ground? But his brothers envied him. And his father was conscious of this. The second Aliyah speaks about the sale of Yosef. So his brothers went to go take care of their father's flocks in Shechem. And Yisrael said to Yosef, aren't your brothers pasturing in Shechem? So come and I'll send you to join them. And he said, okay, I'm ready. And he said to him, go now and see how your brothers are doing and how the sheep are doing and give me back the news. So he sent him off from the Hebron Valley and he came to Shechem. But a man found him and he was lost in the field. And the man asked him and he said, what do you want? He said, I'm looking for my brothers. Please tell me where they're pasturing. And the man said, they've left from here because I heard them saying, let's go to Dothan. So Yosef went after his brothers and he found them in Dothan. And they saw him from a distance. And before he came near them, they were planning against him to put him to death. And they said to each other, the dreamer's coming. So let's go kill him. And then we'll cast him into one of the pits. And we'll say a wild beast ate him. We're going to see what will become of his dreams. And when Reuven heard, he saved him from their hands. And he said, let's not give him a lethal blow. Reuven said, don't shed any blood. Throw him into this pit that's in the desert, but don't lay a hand on him. And he did this to save him from their hands so he can return him to his father. The third Aliyah continues. Then when Yosef came up to his brothers, they stripped Yosef of his clothes and the fine woolen robe that he was wearing. And they took him and he threw him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water inside of it. And they sat down to eat a meal. And they looked around and they saw a caravan of Arabs was coming from Gilad. And their camels were laden with spice mixtures, balsam, and birthwort. And they were on their way down to Egypt. And Yehuda said to his brothers, what are we going to gain if we kill our brother and hide his blood? Let's sell him to the Arabs. So our own hands won't act against him because he's our brother, our flesh. And his brothers listened. So the Midianite men and the merchants were passing by. And Yosef was pulled and lifted from the pit. And they sold Yosef to the Arabs for 20 silver coins. And they brought Yosef to Egypt. And Reuven returned to the pit and Yosef wasn't there. So he tore his garments and he came back to his brothers. He said, the boy's not there. Where can I go? So they took Yosef's robe and they killed a young goat and they dipped the robe into the blood and they sent this fine woolen coat and it was brought to their father. And they said, we found this. Could you please identify if this is your son's coat or not? And he recognized it. And he said, my son's coat. A wild beast has killed him. Yosef has been ripped apart again and again. And Yaakov tore his clothes, and he tied sackcloth around his waist. And he mourned for many days because of his son. And all of his sons and all of his daughters tried to comfort him, but he was unable to be comforted. He said, "I will go down to my grave while I'm mourning for my son." And his father cried for him. So the Midianites sold him to Egypt, to Potiphar, Paro's officer, the chief of the butchers. The fourth Aliyah speaks about Yehuda and Tamar and the birth of Peretz and Zerach. So Yehuda and Tamar. So it was at that time that Yehuda went down from his brothers, and he turned away to an Adullamite man named Hira. And there Yehuda saw the daughter of a businessman named Shua, and he married her and came close to her. And she conceived and gave birth to a son, and he named him Er. So she conceived again and gave birth to another son, and she named him Onan. She had another son again, and she named him Shilah. And he was in Keziv when she gave birth to him. Yehuda took a wife named Tamar for Er, his firstborn. And Er, Yehuda's firstborn, was evil in the eyes of God, and God made him die. So Yehuda said to Onan, "Come close to your brother's wife, and enter into Levirate marriage, and raise her children in your brother's name." And Onan knew that the children wouldn't be his. So whenever he came close to his brother's wife, he would waste it on the ground, so he wouldn't establish children in his brother's name. And what he did was evil in the eyes of God, and he made him die also. And Yehuda said to his daughter-in-law, Tamar, "Stay as a widow in your father's house until my son Shilah grows up," because he said, "Maybe he'll die also, like his brothers." So Tamar went and she stayed in her father's house. So many days passed by, and Yehuda's wife, Shua's daughter, died. And after Yehuda was comforted, he went up to Timnah, both he and his Adullamite friend, along with his shepherds, and it was reported to Tamar. And they said, "Look, your father-in-law is going to Timnah to shear his sheep." So she took off her widow's clothes, and she covered herself with a scarf and covered her face. And she sat down at the crossroads, which is on the way to Timnah, because she saw that Shiloh was grown up, and she hadn't been given to him as a wife. And when Yehuda saw her, he thought that she was a prostitute because she was covering her face. And he turned off to the road towards her. And he said, "Get ready, please. Let me come close to you." Because he didn't know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, "What will you give me if you come close to me?" He said, "I will send a young goat from the herd. If you give me some collateral until you send it," she said. "What collateral should I give you?" She said, "Your signet ring, your cloak, and the staff that's in your hand." And he gave them to her. And he came close to her. And she conceived from him. And she got up and she went. She removed her scarf and she put on her widow's clothing. Yehuda sent the young goat through his Adullamite friend to take the collateral from the woman's hand. But he didn't find her. So he asked the people in her local community. He said, "Where is this prostitute who's at the crossroads on this way?" And they said, "There was no prostitute here." And he returned to Yehuda and he said, "I haven't found her. The people in this area said that there was no prostitute here." And Yehuda said, "Let her keep them for herself. Otherwise, we'll be put to shame. And I sent this young goat, but you didn't find her." And then after nearly 3 months, it was told to Yehuda, saying that your daughter-in-law, Tamar, was acting as a prostitute. And she's pregnant from prostitution. And Yehuda said, "Take her out so that she should be burned." So she was taken out, and she sent someone to her father-in-law, saying, "I'm pregnant from the man who these belong to." And she said, "Please identify this signet ring, cloak, and staff." And Yehuda recognized them. And he said, "She's more righteous than me because I didn't give her to my son Shiloh." But he didn't continue to be intimate with her anymore. The next section speaks about the birth of Peretz and Zerach. So then when she was giving birth, there were twins in her womb. And what happened was, when she was giving birth, one stretched out their hand. And the midwife took a crimson thread and tied it on his hand and said, "This one came out first." And after he brought his hand, his brother came out. And she said, "With such strength, you have forced yourself." So he named him Peretz. Afterwards, his brother emerged, the one who had the crimson thread on his hand, and he named him Zerach. The fifth Aliyah speaks about Yosef in Potiphar's house. So Yosef had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, Paro's officer, the chief of the butchers, a native Egyptian, bought him from the Arabs, who brought him down there. And God was with Yosef, and he became a successful person, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master. And his master saw that God was with him, and that whatever he put his hand to, God made it successful. And Yosef found favor in his eyes, and he attended to him, and he appointed him over his house, and he gave him everything he had into Yosef's hands. And what happened was that from the time that he appointed him over his house and over everything that he had, God blessed the house of the Egyptian because of Yosef. And God's blessing was in everything he had, in the house and in the field. And he left everything he had in Yosef's hand, and he didn't know about anything besides for the biscuits that he ate. And Yosef had very handsome features and a beautiful complexion. The sixth aliyah continues. So then after these things, his master's wife looked over at Yosef, and she said, "Sleep with me." But he refused, and he said to his master's wife, "My master doesn't know about anything in this house, and he has given everything that he has into my hands. In this house, there's no one greater than me, and he hasn't held back anything from me except for you, since you're his wife. So how could I do this extremely evil thing and sin against God?" When she would speak to Yosef day in and day out, he wouldn't listen to her, to sleep with her, or even be with her. And then, when a certain day came, he came to the house to do his business, and none of the other members of the house were there in the house. And she grabbed him by his clothes, and she said, "Sleep with me." And Yosef ran off, and he went outside, leaving his clothes in her hand. And then when she saw that he left his clothes in her hand and he ran out, she called to the members of the house, and she said to them, "Look, he brought us a Hebrew man to deprave us. He came to me to sleep with me. But I yelled out loudly. So when he heard that I raised my voice and screamed, he left his clothes with me and ran out." And she left his clothes beside her until his master came home. And then she told him the same thing. He said, "The Hebrew slave that you brought to us came to deprave me. And then when I screamed and raised my voice, he left his clothes with me and ran out." And then when his master heard his wife's report that she told him, saying that your slave did things like this to me, he became furious. And Yosef's master took him and put him into prison, the place where the king's prisoners were imprisoned. And in prison, God was with Yosef, and he granted him favor. And he granted him favor in the eyes of the prison's warden. So the prison warden delivered all the captives that were in the prison into Yosef's hands, and everything that was done there was done through him. And the prison's warden didn't see in anything that was in Yosef's hands because God was with him. And God made whatever he did successful. The seventh aliyah, the final aliyah of this parsha, speaks about Yosef interpreting the dreams in prison. So then, after these things happened, the king of Egypt's butler and baker committed an offense against their master, the king of Egypt. And Paro became furious at his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker, and he put them into custody of the chief butcher's house and in the prison where Yosef was being held. And the chief butcher assigned Yosef with them, and he attended to them, and they were in custody for days. Both of them, the king of Egypt's butler and baker, who were confined in this prison, had a dream. Each person had their own dream on the same night, and each person dreamed his own destiny. And Yosef came up to them in the morning, and he saw them, and they were depressed. So he asked these officers of Paro, who were with him in custody in the master's house, and he said, "Why do your faces look so down today?" And they said, "We've had a dream, but there's no one who can interpret it." And Yosef said to them, "Don't interpretations come from God? Tell me." And the chief butler told his dream to Yosef. He said, "In my dream, a vine was before me, and on that vine were three tendrils. It seemed to be blossoming, and its buds were coming out. Its clusters ripened into grapes. And Paro's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and I squeezed them into Paro's cup, and I placed the cup on Paro's palm." And Yosef said to him, "This is the interpretation. The three tendrils are 3 days. So in another 3 days, Paro will count your head, and he will restore you to your position. And then you'll put Paro's cup into his hands, just like you did when you were his butler in the first place. And if you would remember me alongside you when things go well for you, please do me a favor and mention me to Paro and get me out of this prison, because I was kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews and I haven't done anything here for me to be put into prison." And the chief baker saw that he had interpreted well. So he said to Yosef, "In my dream also, there were three wicker baskets on my head, and in the upper basket there was a selection of all of Paro's foods, made by a baker, and the birds were eating them from the basket on top of my head. And Yosef replied to him and he said, this is the interpretation, the three baskets are 3 days. In another 3 days, Paro will remove your head from you and hang you on the gallows, and the birds will eat your flesh off. And so it happened that on the third day, Paro's birthday, Paro made a banquet for all of his servants, and he counted the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler to his original position, and he placed the cup in Paro's palm. And just as Yosef predicted, he hanged the chief baker. But the chief butler did not remember Yosef, and he forgot about him. This was Parshat Vayeshev on Purely Pshat. I'm Tony Newmark. Have a great Shabbat.